Back row. Do not drop out of high school. The back row is a special place. It is how the universe asks for help. You are being asked to watch for trouble, to keep an eye on your bullies, make sure that they all come back from home. Their violence is an expression of abuse, and there is nothing you can do to help them. You are being asked to stare into the teacher's soul, especially when the bullies come and she turns her head. And you are being asked to be the first one to call the police if someone is in danger. Get everything on video. Upload. Watch the security guards. Make sure everyone is keeping a distance from all the students. So by now, the teachers have you halfway towards believing that you are dumb, a loser, and a waste of time. They have been using you to tidy up their grade statistics. Their statistics can't stick out. They need a usual distribution of grades. If it was all A's, someone would come around asking why. You are the F that makes their bullshit look legitimate. I know you know that your grades are bad because you were not learning before, and now you don't have the base that would help you understand what the teacher is saying right now. But you are wrong. Nobody else learned the stuff either. Even some of the kids that had tutors didn't learn it. They just memorized it. You have to be a freak of nature to actually comprehend that curriculum. Please, please don't memorize garbage. Be careful. The teachers and principals may be suffering from a kind of collective delusion. And I quote, "The principal and I rejected his alibi and hung a fat zero on his final exam that dropped his pre-calculus grade down from a B+ to a D+. It lingered like a purple bruise on his college application." This is not how normal people think. Be careful. You're just as smart as everybody else. You're just as smart as Newton was before he started reading books he liked. There are no gifted individuals, but there are individuals who like being celebrated as gifted or special or above all else. They want it so bad that they'll go home and memorize that garbage. Garbage! Even though your mind is perfectly fine, you still need knowledge. You need an integrated picture of the world. A clear picture, constructed out of 100 books loved and admired by intellectuals, scientists, philosophers, those who show great achievement by means of hard work. By sitting in the back row and constantly being made to feel stupid, they are stressing you out and preventing you from enjoying life up to a point where you can listen to audiobooks and lectures. This place is standing between you and knowledge and calling you stupid while it's at it. This is why you can't drop out. Because if this continues, the world will fall apart. Your real study begins right now. You have to figure out how this place works, who the teachers answer to, who the principals answer to. How are they getting paid for this shit? You have to understand the school system, because you're going to fix it. There's a couple of teachers and a handful of students that will help you, Learn from the internet how to give speeches and begin preparing yourself for speaking out against fake education. Forgive the memorizers. They are often under as much pressure as the bullies are. They are just better at keeping their mind from fracturing. Some of them may be admiring you, that you are so strong that you don't pretend to learn. If one of the girls tries to talk to you, don't freak out. Just say the truth. I'm shy. I need some time to be able to speak with you. If you help me, I'll be your friend. And then add, I'm going to try to fix school. I'll need a lot of help. It will all work out. My friend, a school that pretends to teach is a school that robs you of knowledge. Civilizations do not die with a bang. It happens so slowly that nobody notices when all the trees are gone. How many tigers are left in your time? I hope you still have a few. I had 4,000 when I wrote this. The nuclear superpowers chose mutually assured destruction over disarmament. And prisons were full of people who were warped by stress, poverty, and lack of knowledge. It was 10 million at the time of writing. The blindness starts in school, when knowledge is replaced with disconnected facts and memorization. And it continues. Grow strong, my friend. Speak wisely, nobly, and loudly. Imagine what it will be like when it's all over and schools begin working. Every formula animated before students' eyes, paid internships all around the world. Student exchange will be the first and foremost. Adventures in England, Germany, Australia, Switzerland, and Liechtenstein. And why not? Student stipend will grant the students years of enlightenment and adventure. The only grade will be their own path of education from middle school to university. All their curiosities combined together into a hardcover book that others may follow and improve upon in a fellowship of enlightenment. Begin your journey with A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson. Leap to A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. For some light reading, try What If? Serious Scientific Answers to Absurd Hypothetical Questions by Randall Munro. See if you can find a copy of The Giants of Philosophy series read by Charlton Heston. And look into the Teaching Company lectures. To make money and support your crew, find a startup accelerator similar to Y Combinator near you and begin building virtual schools online. Borrow from massively multiplayer online games and focus on presentation decks, as that is where most of the information will reside at. Please, don't be alone. But even if you do end up trying to save the world alone, you will be in company of great beings, my friend. And the future generations will stand upon your shoulders. Here are some thinkers and scientists to get you started. Degrading Education by Elizabeth Wisner Gross. How America's Public Schools Keep Kids in Poverty by Candace Sumner. Erica Galtson's Graduation Speech. Ben Orlin's When Memorization Gets in the Way of Learning, The Atlantic, September 9, 2013. Sir Ken Robinson. Astra Taylor, Bill Bryson, Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris, P.Z. Myers, Lawrence Krauss, Lord Martin Rees, Jill Tarter, Seth Shostak, Alex Filipienko, Sean Carroll, Jared Diamond, Howard Zinn, Brene Brown, Ayan Hirshi Ali, Daniel Dennett, Christopher Hitchens, Noam Chomsky.